It's about 6:30 on Friday evening, and 30-odd farmers have gathered here at the Cumberchance Hall near Walgett. These people are tired. They've been in drought so long, it's like they can't remember what a good season was like. And the last thing they want right now is another meeting. But they've come along tonight at the request of a small group of farmers who've been driving the drought policy debate locally. They're local members of the New South Wales Farmers Association who think there have been some obvious mistakes made in the way governments develop their agricultural and therefore drought policy. And this meeting is not just about the policy, about the framework for the assistance. This is about putting together a picture of exactly how bad the situation is here. Ed Collis is chairing this meeting.
That's all very well to say, yes, it's going to rain, but we also want to start thinking about the length of these solutions. The five-year deal just doesn't work, you know. We're 18 months away from crop before we even start. We've got to start getting into the policy minds and the policy minds that we're talking about a longer-term deal. So when you're looking for some of these solutions, put some ideas of what you think the timeframes are going to be in your business to get yourself back up to a sort of equity position you had after 2012 harvest.
Tonight's the first of a series of these gatherings to be held here in the northwest of the state. It's a small part of New South Wales where the drought is every bit as critical as it is in Queensland, but where farmers say the assistance is just not getting through to those who need it. Farmers and business people from across the shire are being urged to come to the meetings, to bring their financial details and to put together a case of what their immediate problems are and what possible solutions might look like. Then this information will be collated and analysed by a financial consultant and a series of options will be drafted to be presented to state and federal governments. Ben Hawke's farm is just down the road from Cumberchance. He and his wife have a young family. They want to stay on the farm. But they say the system is not set up to take into account the variability of the seasons. He says there has to be a better way to structure the business playing field that Australian farmers must work in.
It has become evident that although the both federal government and state government well-intentioned, certainly Barnaby Joyce understands and his office understands what's going on, but when you get into the machinery of policy making throughout the federal and state level, it just breaks apart, falls to bits, and now we have concessional loan schemes from federal government virtually nothing out of state government with eligibility criteria that in a way that we can't most people can't access. So to cut a long story short, we think that if we can actually develop policy that is functional, that works within the parameters of what the government can do, but actually make it so it's workable so that we actually get money on the ground here so people can get back into the production or A, survive this year and B, get into full production next year, that'll be the greatest goal we can get out of these meetings.
Now, looking around that room there last night, there's certainly some smarts in the room. There are some good business brains, and there's also a wealth of experience that not everybody there has been on the land all their lives, have they? They've been off working in other fields, and they would have a sense of how policy development works.
Yeah, absolutely. And like it covers a wide demographic, both older farmers. I'll use his name, Michael O'Brien, who's been a previous farmer of the year, whose wealth of experience and what he's done has been an inspiration to us. And then you've got, young fellas that have been home for, probably nearly 10 years now that have worked with families that have been good operators and they bring a wealth of experience. They're educated. They're, enthusiastic.
Forward thinking,
that's what I'm trying to get at. And innovative, that was the word. and then there's, people like ourselves with young families. And the other thing that not to forget is that most of us, our wives, are actually been in the workforce in really good in positions which, involve policy making, trading and that sort of thing, and actually have a vast influence on both our businesses and how the community moves forward. And that's the thing about the drought assistance out here too, is that the critical thing for this district to recover once it does rain is to actually have the people who are here now staying here and doing it, because, if we get to the point where they start kicking people off the land, and these people who know how to farm it, the people who come in aren't going to be able to do it. So the actual wealth creation when the seasons come back will be limited because it won't be the people who really know how to do it.